Hello, this is Stephen Whitfield with Drilling Contractor. Today I'll be speaking with Mawad Malik, a data scientist at Aquila Engineering, about a pilot project the company recently completed on a remote BOP third-party verification system with an operator in the Gulf of Mexico. The system builds upon the company's real-time monitoring technology, which utilizes dynamic fault tree diagnostics and predictive real-time analytics to enable 24/7 monitoring of an offshore BOP through a real-time operations center. This new feature will allow for third-party verification of API functional tests, reducing the need to send additional verifiers offshore. Dr. Malik will also discuss the role that machine learning-based systems play in enabling safer operations. Hope you enjoy. Dr. Malik, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, too, for reaching out, Stephen.
So I wanted to start with the work that Aquila Engineering has been doing recently. Your company just completed the pilot project on that BOP remote third-party verification system in the Gulf of Mexico. Could you go into what this project was? What did you seek to test, and how did the results compare to your expectations?
Well, thanks for the question, Stephen. I want to give you a background about what is BOP verification and how the process is going on. Prior to beginning any operation requiring the use of any BOP, RIG should conduct a sequence of tests to check the integrity of the BOP. It is a demonstration of the performance and reliability of the BOP. In the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, BSEE regulations requires those tests to be verified by an independent third-party company. Traditionally, a surveyor is sent to the RIG to verify those tests on-site. With the current situation and with health concerns, the project of BOP verification is about how Aquila can effectively leverage new modern technologies and advanced analytics to support the operators and drilling contractors on verifying the integrity of the BOP before start any operation. We built custom analytics to verify those tests remotely based on real-time data feed. The objective of a pilot project that we performed a few weeks ago are first assure proper communication with drilling contractor and Aquila Operations Center, and second to validate the fact that the analytics we have built are indeed capable to evaluate the different BOP tests with high accuracy and make sure those tests are conducted with respect to API standards and following the correct procedures. We had a very successful pilot. We want here to recognize the positive interaction that we had with the drilling contractor crew on the rig. Communication was in real time, and coordination between Aquila personnel and the drilling contractor personnel was smooth and perfect. On the technology side, the BOP remote verification tool was able to validate the different tests conducted on the rig and convey the results in user-friendly manner. We are proud of our accomplishments and the success we achieved, and looking forward to the next steps we have. We had also very positive feedback from the operator and the drilling contractor as well.
So what are the next steps for this system now that you've completed the pilot project?
We are planning new pilots with different OEM, different contractors and operators to further validate the technology. This is a critical operation, and we are keen to validate our software even further. We will be also validating new technologies with real-time video feed from the rig. We are excited about this opportunity. We have to offer this new service to the oil and gas companies soon.
Speaking in more general terms, remote monitoring of an asset like a rig is something that you hear a lot of in this industry as a capability that can enable safer and more efficient operations. How does a system that enables remote monitoring of a BOP benefit a drilling contractor?
Having the capability of remotely verifying BOPs will reduce the need of extra personnel on the rig, which have a direct impact on safety, especially in hard times right now. The main objective of remote verification is not about reducing personnel only, but most importantly, to provide drilling contractors and operators with an innovative solutions that optimize the available resources. The question here is, how can we perform BOP verification in more accurate and yet effective and optimized way? For that, we are really transforming the BOP verification into a reliability-driven process where we keep track of historic test results and automatically extend workflows by leveraging machine learning and data science capabilities. In addition to the real-time monitoring center offered by Aquila, the capability of witnessing those tests will form a digital twin of a BOP system. The insights we have from data will certainly be a huge asset for the drilling contractor to conduct condition-based maintenance on their BOPs. And this will ensure a safe and sane operating condition for the BOP.
Well, Dr. Mollick, thank you very much for speaking with me today. This system seems like it could have an impact in the drilling world, and it'll be interesting to see the next steps and how it all progresses.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the July-August edition of Drilling Contractor for a story on machine learning applications in drilling. And visit www.drillingcontractor.org for the latest news and insights from around the industry.